Welcome to Soul Food.
Welcome to Night Search on June 8, 2013. I'm Eddie Middleton in Memphis, and co-hosting up in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, is Justin Abner. And I'm going to let him introduce our two outstanding guests tonight.
All right. Good evening, and glad to be here. Our guests this week are Kathleen Martin and Denise Stoner, who co-authored the book, The Alien Abduction Files. This book tells the most startling human alien contact stories ever reported and raises the question, why should we take abduction cases seriously? Kathleen Martin is an author and lecturer with over 23 years of experience, a prominent alien abduction researcher, and the director of MUFON's abduction research. Denise Stoner is Florida MUFON Assistant Director of Alien Abduction Studies, a paranormal investigator, and is a practicing hypnotist specializing in regressive hypnosis. So welcome, ladies.
Thanks.
Hello.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, I've got to say I've been reading your book, and I'm so impressed. I realized once I got into reading this book, this is something one should study. It's not just an interesting book to read. It's a lot of very valuable information about the abduction phenomenon, and I have to congratulate you two, commend you very highly, in fact, for this work based on all the solid research you've done. And I have to say it struck me as very meticulous and following all the careful scientific protocols. A very, very good book to introduce someone, even the skeptic, to the UFO abduction phenomenon.
I feel that it would be a great book for any field investigator with MUFON who is going to be engaging in abduction investigations, because it gives a lot of information about what it's all about, what the experience is about, and what to look for.
Well, you've covered, it seems like, the whole nine yards, on the at least touching on everything, aspect of the phenomenon that scientists should be wanting to further explore, and even bringing in the objections of the debunkers and dealing with those, giving them a fair hearing on the possibilities that maybe they occasionally might have a point worth, you know, entertaining and considering it as an alternate explanation. I think that was a good feature of the book, letting the debunkers have some say and dealing seriously with their objections.
Yes, they're right about a number of things, and all of this does pertain in some cases. So I've done the research. I know what their claims are. I know what the research is that supports their claims, oftentimes the academic research. So I like to work.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah, I'm thinking of taxi. I've got some passionate feeling. Yes, I have my sexy. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your hands and honey. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her with a pen to the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell it. I just need her. And oh, I know it grieves her.
Okay, okay, Shirley Brown from Soundtown Records. We are asking everybody to go into Amazon.com and pull up the book, An Excursion in Soul, and read some excerpts out of it and see what you think about it, because it's a great book and you can order it. The shipping cost usually is defrayed some kind of way through Amazon. And also, if you have a Kindle or any kind of iPad or whatever, you can go in to the Kindle store and get the book and go to their program, which you can get it almost free of charge, maybe free of charge. Tell me you want to borrow the book and get it. They have a special program available now where you can get it at free of charge. So you need to definitely check it out, because it's a good book. It has a lot of information in it about the music business, some things that occurred during the period of time music was changing over from the vinyl to the CDs and DVDs. This era right here was quite traumatic for a lot of people. It meant a change, a big change, and a lot of times people don't take that well to change. But that is something that you need to check out. Go in to Amazon and check it out. Look for An Excursion in Soul, author Reginald Jenkins, and look at some of the things that occurred during the soul era that you might be able to relate to. You might, you know, remember the music. I mean, there were artists like the Temptations and the Mad Lads and the Four Tops. I mean, it was just this whole plethora of groups and great musicians that you can, you know, that you'll see in the book, you know, that were there. James Brown and the great Aretha Franklin, the Doobie Brothers, Patti LaBelle, all these great artists, Gladys Knight, they were there in the music industry, in the soul music industry, in the soul music era. And we want everybody to check it out, take a listen to it, and the book out also. Take a listen, look at the book, read some of the excerpts about it. These were things that occurred during the soul era that were true. I mean, it was a true story, no exaggeration, actually, as it happened. And some of the people that are in the book, the characters you might recognize, like Isaac Hayes and the Bar Kays, so many others. But go into Amazon.com or your local bookstore. You can go into your local bookstore and order the book. They can order it directly. The bookstores, some of them would have it. And if they don't have it, they can get it for you right away. Won't be any problem. But it's something that would be good for all of the music lovers to check out and see some of the things that were going on in the business, in the music business, that we work so hard to try to maintain and keep going. But definitely check it out. Do a check it out and write a rebuke to it and let us know what you think about it. Write a article in Amazon. They ask you to give your thoughts on what you think about it, and I think that you should definitely do that. do a review of the book and let us know what you think about it. Gershon and Soul. And here's one of the songs that we're in the that's in the book. This is one from Jay Blackfoot. And it's got it was the first song on the album. And we released Jay Blackfoot. And a lot of people didn't know who Jay Blackfoot was, you know. Who in the world is Jay Blackfoot? Which he must be new to the soul music era. But he wasn't. He had been around for a while. The group that he had been with was the Soul Children. But a lot of people didn't recognize the name Jay Blackfoot. But when they heard this song, they said, man, it sounds like the same guy used to be the lead singer for the Soul Children recording group with Stax Records. And it is Jay Blackfoot here. So here's Blackfoot with The Way of the City.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. A jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Yeah, the way of the city. Jay Blackfoot, and like I said, that voice is unmistakable, and a lot of people heard it and said, man, I know that guy. You know, it's the same one. Yeah, it is Jay Blackfoot, formerly with the Soul Children, the way of the city. And this week we're looking at the NCAA basketball college tournament. We have a Final Four with Kentucky going up against Wisconsin today. And we also have Duke playing the great Michigan State. So, we got a big game. We got some big games coming. You know, I mean, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be some great basketball. And like I said, one of the things about the book, it's one of the things that we talked about in the book was during the it occurred, a lot of things that have happened occurred during a period of time when the NCAA was changing, just like the music business was changing, because they started during that period of time, started the shot clock, and other, a few other things in the basketball that had to be done. At the time when the Jay Blackfoot record, City Slicker, was very, very big, it was on the top of the charts. We were in Miami for the NORM convention, National Association of Record Merchandisers, and the University of Memphis was playing in the Final Four that year, and it was the University of Memphis, and then we had three other teams from the Big East, Georgetown, St. John's, and Villanova. So it was the Big East versus with Memphis in there out of the Metro Conference at that time, I believe, Great American West or whatever, Mid-American Conference or whatever, but they were there with some serious teams. I mean, at that time we had John Thompson coaching Georgetown, and the great coach over there, just St. John's, and Rodney Massimino at Villanova. So it was a lot of basketball being played. But this year, it's a great year also in basketball. And John Calipari is going for his undefeated year. And, you know, he's a big name here in the Soul Town in Memphis because he came here and helped to bring the school back to prominence in basketball. And that's something that he'll always be credited with, bringing in basketball players like Derrick Rose and several others. You know, he's definitely did a great job when he was here in Soul Town, and he's still doing a great job at Kentucky. So that's a big situation. I mean, we're still just, March just ended, and the March Madness is still going on. It's going on into April. And that's a lot of people checking it out, getting their brackets and stuff. Well, they got their brackets that tore up now because it's down to the wire. It's down to the Final Four. And they'll be in Indianapolis, Indianapolis this year, fighting it out to see who can be at the top of the college world. And it's sad that Indianapolis, that University of Indiana, is not in the mix, because they'll be playing from their home state, and would be a plus if they could have made it. But they weren't able to muster up the to whatever it would take to make it this year. So, but we're going to look at the there are very few undefeated champions in basketball, in college basketball. You had to go back and look at several different people. I mean, talking about John Wooden at UCLA and Bobby at Indiana. There are not that many more. And we have a young lady, Shirley Brown, here who was a fixture in the soul music era. And she's determined to talk about her boyfriend.
Friend.
Brown. Hot in the soul era. I mean, she was burning up, and she still is. Okay. We're talking about the NCAA and what is going to be happening with them doing the, and they're probably going to have some great music there. And I'm sure my man Shaq and the other brothers are going to keep it hot. But while you're checking it out, go into, pull up Amazon right quick and take a look at An Excursion and so, and see what you think about it. Also, if there are any people who are interested in the music business and have some questions about it, give us a call. Call area code 347-838-9142 and let us know what you think about it. And we'll give us any kind of questions that you have concerning the music industry. And we will definitely get the answers for you right away. If we can't answer them right there on the show when you ask them, we'll have them for you in a very few minutes. It's a very short period of time because the information is available. And we are looking to try to help and support anybody who is interested in trying to be successful in the music industry. And give us a call. Here's one of the great songs that we had during the era, and the one that everybody remember quite a bit because it was the one that went up the chart to the top of the charts, and everybody, you know, remember this from the album. But if you need a ride, you better call a taxi. And that would be Mr. J. Blackfoot. Okay. Like getting Mr. Blackfoot going here is a major problem. But we should have it going here shortly. Okay, it's Miss Sherida Brown. Okay. But yeah, Miss Blackfoot, we.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. No cash, no. Wait. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah. I have my taxi.
Check it out and take a look at the soul music era. It was a great era of music. Some of the greatest artists ever to get on stage came out of that era. So check them out. Listen to the music. Hear the messages that they're talking about. Some of the things that they were pushing during that period of time. Soul music era was a great era. And Miss Shirley Brown and Mr. J. Blackfoot was very prominent in that period of time. They played great roles in Fortis, making some of the best music ever known to music. And Shirley, the Lead the Bridge of Standing was a song that she did that was initially scheduled for Aretha Franklin to do. And here she is doing it again. One more time. And that's the first song.
Thank you.
Masterpiece from the vocal side. But Shirley Brown always was a great artist and great singer, so and I'm not surprised at any of the music that she might display because she's definitely got some great vocal chords on her, you know. That's Miss Shirley Brown. But yeah, we're back again, and we're looking at some of the things that are happening this week in the basketball era, the basketball situation that's going on here with the Final Four. And hopefully John Calipari will bring home an undefeated slate for the year, and we'll move up in the annals of some of the greatest, one of the greatest basketball coaches in history. And that's what he's trying to do. He's definitely on his way. Okay, well, like I said, give us a call here, 407-838-9142. And let us know what you think about the show and the music. And we're going to definitely be coming every week with something new for you on the Soul Music Show. And we want you to enjoy yourself. And playing a lot of Miss Shirley Brown today. And this is her Again, talking about a boyfriend.
Thank you.
All right, so Soul Town Show is still moving, and we would like to wish everybody peace, love, and soul.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah,
I have my taxi like a